We are just a little over a week away from something that's really become a big deal here in Port Huron, and that is the Sturgeon Festival. And Sherry Faust is here from the St. Clair County Health Department to tell us all about it. Sherry, good morning.
Good morning.
Did you ever imagine 6 years ago when you had the first one of these that this would really grow into a big, big event?
I did not. This is our sixth year, and I can't believe we're here, and it gets bigger every year. We had just a few hundred people come out that first year, and now we regularly have about 6,000 people coming to check out the Great Lakes' largest fish.
The sturgeon. And if you haven't been to the Sturgeon Festival, chances are you probably haven't seen a sturgeon before, because these are the bottom dwellers of Lake Huron, aren't they?
They are. They're rare to see, and they're a threatened species. So there's not many sturgeon left.
Mm-hmm.
But of the sturgeon that are still roaming the waters, most of them live in the St. Clair River. So the Sturgeon Festival gives people that unique opportunity to see this large, gentle giant. Make sure to let people know that it's a gentle giant. And get up close and personal and touch them. Otherwise, you might not ever have that opportunity. And they're really a mascot, a symbol for the recovery that's going on in the Great Lakes and all the restoration work that's happened in the St. Clair River. So the Sturgeon Festival is Saturday, June 1st at the Fort Gratiot Light Station.
It does put into perspective how far we've come. I mean, there's still a long way to go in terms of the ecology and taking care of our water, but we have come a long way, haven't we?
We have, and that's the message we hope people get at the Sturgeon Festival. Sure, we're celebrating with this fun fish that people can get up close and touch. But really, they were on the brink of extinction about 100 years ago, and Their populations are making a comeback, and now they've become a spotlight species for all the work that's going on in the St. Clair River and the Great Lakes.
So you have a new location this year for the Sturgeon Festival.
We do. We're excited to be at the Fort Gratiot Light Station Park. We'll have all the same fun activities there. It's still free admission and parking activities, in addition to the free touch tanks with an adorable baby sturgeon. We have the big touch tank with the big grown-up sturgeon that will be about 5 feet long. We have dozens of displays and hands-on activities for all to enjoy. You can even adopt a real sturgeon this year that scientists have tagged and are tracking in the wild.
Well, that's a cool idea. And, of course, Seymour's going to be there, right?
Seymour, our mascot, get a selfie with a Seymour sturgeon. So that's the free portion of the festival. And then also we do have a benefit that benefits Friends of the St. Clair River, and that's the Huron Lady Sturgeon Cruise. So you can interact with sturgeon experts on the Huron Lady Sturgeon Cruise and watch video of sturgeons swimming in the St. Clair River.
Neat. That's kind of a fun way to do it, too. So the sturgeon touch tank exhibits and all kinds of other stuff at the Fort Gratiot Light Station on June 1st. Is there a charge to come in and see all this stuff?
Everything is free at the festival. Right. We're just giving people this opportunity. The sturgeon touch tank will be right on the beach at Fort Gratiot Light Station Park, just feet from where the sturgeon live. And then we release it at the end of the festival.
Oh, cool.
So we bring it in, we allow people that opportunity to touch it and see it, and then you can be a part of seeing it being released back out into the lake.
That's fantastic. 10 to 3 next Saturday, June 1st at the Fort Gratiot Light Station, the 6th annual Sturgeon Festival. The Friends of the St. Clair River put this on, and it really is a pretty cool event.
Yeah, we hope to see everybody out there. It's raining today, but you know what doesn't bother the rain is the lake sturgeon.
There you go.
They're
rain
still
or shine.
Out there swimming.
well,
and we'll be there too.
They don't care if it rains. We kind of do, so we'll keep fingers crossed for nice weather.
And there'll be tents, and everybody will stay dry and warm. And you can get all this information at our website, sturgeonfestival.com.
All right, Sherry, thanks for telling us about it.
Thank you, Paul.
Sherry Faust with us on WPHM.